Protocol number 13. The need of daily bread forces the Goys to silence and compels them to remain our obedient servants. The agents taken from among them for our press will discuss the facts they are ordered to publish when it is inconvenient for us to publish statements openly in official documents. While discussion and dispute are taking place, we will simply pass the measures we desire and present them to the public as an accomplished fact. Nobody will dare to demand the rejection of measures thus passed, and the more so as they will be interpreted as an improvement. At this point, the press will divert the thoughts of the people to new problems. We have an custom to people always to seek new emotions. Those brainless creators of destiny, who heretofore have been unable to understand and do not now understand that they are ignorant of matters which they undertake to discuss, will also hasten to discuss these new problems. Political questions are meant to be understood only by those who have created them and have been directing them for many centuries. From all of this, you will realize that by aiming to control the opinion of the mob, we will only facilitate the functioning of our mechanism. And you will also notice that we seek approbation not for actions, but for words uttered by us on various occasions. We always declare that we are guided in all our policies by the hope and certainty of serving the general good. To divert the over-restless people from discussing political problems, we now make it appear that we provide them with new problems, namely those pertaining to industry. Let them become excited over this subject as much as they like. The masses will consent to remain inactive, to rest from so-called political activity, to which we ourselves accustom them for the purpose of helping us in our struggle against the Goy government, only on condition of a new occupation in which we can show them supposedly the same political background. To prevent them from reaching any independent decisions, we will divert their minds by amusements, games, pastimes, passions, and cultural centers for the people. We will soon begin to offer prize contests through the press in the field of art and sports of all kinds. Such attractions will definitely deflect the mind from problems over which we would otherwise have to fight with the people. By losing more and more the custom of independent thought, they will begin to talk in unison with us because we alone will provide new lines of thought through persons with whom, of course, we will presumably have no connections. The role of liberal utopians will be definitely terminated when our government is recognized. Until that time, they will do us good service. For this reason, we will still direct thought towards different fantastic theories which will appear to be progressive. For it is by the word progress that we have successively turned the brains of the stupid Goys. There are no brains among the Goys to realize that this word is but a cover for digression from the truth unless it is applied to material inventions, since there is but one truth and there is no room for progress. Progress, being a false conception, serves to conceal the truth so that nobody may know it except ourselves, God's elect, who are its guardians. When our kingdom is established, our orators will discuss the great problems which have stirred humanity for the purpose of bringing it finally under our blessed rule. Who will then suspect that all these problems were instigated by us, according to the political plan which has not been disclosed by anyone during so many centuries?